So, 2 Kings chapter 6, as we dig in here, it says, "The sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. It's too cramped. It's too much stress, too much distress. We can't all fit in, and it's just not going well. So he said, Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, to go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. And so he went with them, and they came to the Jordan, and they cut down wood. They cut down a place where they would eventually build this building for them. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. It's always worse when it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick, cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Certainly a supernatural thing, another one of those miracles that he did. Something supernatural in their lives for them to see. But for you and I, certainly we know that in Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain that build it. And so we certainly don't want to go about a building project without having the Lord involved, having him in that place. And even for our own hearts, our own lives, Lord, build this place where you're dwelling. Build this temple, Lord, the way that you want it. Put in the beams in the way that you want them. Put in the heartache in the place that you want it so that we can grow from it. Put us in the place, Lord, where we can have your presence, your power, and that you would build our lives, Lord, the way that you want. And certainly we just don't come to church and read the scriptures in the morning just so that we can get a blessing. We read them so that the Lord could have his way in our hearts and in our lives, and we want that more than anything. But it's interesting, it says as in verse 5, as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. So he's got this axe, he's cutting things down, just putting things together. And certainly the axe part is that sharp part. And so for us, as we look at it, we can almost take that sense of that he's lost the sharpness in his life, the sharpness to build the things that God has for him, the sharpness to build the things that in his life that God would be present for. And we can do the same things, because sometimes we lose the sharpness in our life, the presence of the Lord. We lose that sharpness, we lose that clarity, we lose the focus of having the Lord in our life, and we start getting distracted with other things and just going on about our ways and our days without other things. But he had sense enough to go to the prophet, to go to the man of God and ask him for his wisdom, for his help. And that's where we go. Lord, I've lost the sharpness in my relationship with you. It's no longer sharp. It's kind of dull. My life is in that place where it's just not as clear as it used to be. It's just kind of a drag having to get up and read your word. It's kind of a drag having to get up and go to church. Lord, it's not as sharp as it used to be. In Revelation, and you know the scriptures, certainly, but in chapter 2, Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, and he writes unto the angel of the church, or the minister, the overseer of the church of Ephesus, write these things, saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, and who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, so it be Jesus. I know your works, your labor, your patience, how you can not be bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. So he brings out all these good things that the church is doing that are going on, and certainly for you and I sometimes.